Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 7th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the tasks of recently elected councillors, parliamentarians, and senators, some of whom were sworn in today in Harare and Mount Hampton. This follows the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa-Mandela, who won in the recently held election, whose results are disputed by opposition parties, including the Citizens Coalition for Change and regional and international observers. Let's hear what Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera has to say.
And do not detain it, but in a the president of the after elections, before, during, and after elections. Second, I should not be detained, but if I don't know about prison issues, whether you were a child or not, very peaceful. That's not so it happens, it has been very peaceful. So you knew Yararo, the contest that is. But I'm not in the town, and she would find me Timmy, that you found a good gathering. We tell me I can have an anima youth, we tell me I can have an anima, the madman, Mogada would tell you that no one.
That was Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera of ZANU-PF, who says Parliament should have laws that will assist women and youths. She was speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangutia. For the first time, councils saw in members of the proportional representation. Our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa spoke to some of the councillors in Harare. That was Councillor Charlotte Mokarati of ZANU-PF explaining how she will try and improve the welfare of women in Harare. CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba explains how she intends to assist women in Harare.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Kana tapinda mukanzuro kudai so kune here kuti ndiri mudzimai sanchasapota madzimai etriple C ndiri mudzimai nchasapota madzimai ezano kana kuti UNC kana kuti emamwe mapato kana kuti murungu unomirira vose
mungu ndichanomirira madzimai ose hazvinei nekuti kupatswa ripi kana kuti ripi regardless kuti mudzimai wekutriple C kana kuti wekuzano tichabatsira madzimai ese kuti awane akaise zvakafuzaka
That was CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba also speaking on how she intends to help women in her Ward 7. And Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor Rosemary Muronda explains issues she will advocate for in her ward and the city in general.
So number one, you know, the Kubeo ne Kugazirisa ma vending stores. I chapter thing is something is those vending stores. Number two, issue of Kugazirisa Nyaemfura. Nyaemfura Tanin to a Reba Island. The other thing, in garbage, certainly some garbage collection, the tariff your to garbage management.
That was Mount Pleasant Councillor Rosemary Muronda speaking to our reporter. Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. Some councillors were sworn in Bulawayo yesterday. That was CCC Councillor Lezina Mohammed of CCC and Nokutula Swanda of ZANU PF, who say Bulawayo needs a lot of development. Speaking to our reporter, Anastasia Ndlovu. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Life Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing aims of the newly elected councillors, members of parliament and senators, and what their communities expect from them. Now to discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Resident Association. Yebo ke siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yebo ke siyabona ukuthi sebegcotshiwe okhansela labo senator labo lamalunga edalela eParliamente nje ungathini ngalokho singakhangela ukuthi hayi sokuzaba lenguquko ezigabeni.
Ngiyabona kakhulu mntanami okokuqala ngibajhaya kuhlombe bonke omaba abangenile udala kwiparlamente laba abangene kwi-local government ngishoukhaenankazana amhlophe amakhulu ye ngokukhangela kwami omama abangenileyo ngomama abalobungcethi abafundisiweyo sibafundisile sabagruma njengabantu abethu basethi basaka ukuthi bangene ukuthi bazosebenzela babethe inguquko yobulawayo kakhulu sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bazazi inhlupho zakobulawayo sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi babambane basebenzele ndawonye bengaibandlululani ukuze ubulawayo aqhubekele phambili ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sizohlupho olukhulu lwabantu yiyo indaba enkulu ekumele baqalise ukuthi bayibambe omama bathwele nzima ngamanzi bayadlengulwa abantwana nangamankazana bayadlengulwa besiyadinga amanzi ngenxa bengena esikhathini bathwala nzima okusokuba bethele imikhuhlane engafiliyo emzimbeni yabo so sikhanekele ukuthi zonke omama laba abangenise bazafuneka ukuthi indaba yamanzi ilungiswe nokuhlanzeka kwakobulawayo ubulawayo uvadlalile ufike ungcolile esigwaqo ngaba kuthiwa yigodi kuphela namapotholes bathi ngamadish ithi nasingenzirot so sikhanekele ukuthi babenandelele lokhu ukuthi bazafuneka ngokuhlanzeka kwakubulawayo ahlanjuluke nasezibhedlela lapha kumaklinikhi ethu siyakhangeleka ukuthi bakhangele kakhulu ukuthi bengenzama ngabo bani baphumelayo ngoba sebebonile bayazi ukuthi amanesi mabuthwana istaff isilutshwana okubethele ukuthi abantu bemaphahleni lapha esibhedlela babe lama-longqueues bahlale ilanga lonke esesibhedlela azaiqankhayakonake ngeye indaba esifuna ukuthi bayikhangele kakhulu njengabomama abangenileyo yebo kambi lawo amajaha angenileyo siyafisa ukuthi abe njalo babambane basebenzela labomama laba ndawonye incediswane ukuthi intuthuko yakobulawayo ibuyeke wonke lokho kukhathazeka namusebenzele ndawonye ukuze ubulawayo abuyeke abe ngumbulawayo wakudala esimaziyo ngibathembile ukuthi bazafikethela lokho i-service delivery ibe khona.
Yebo, kuyezwakala kodwa singabona kusiba le nguquko yini. Ubona ingani kuzaba ngumthwalo olula lowo ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abaningi khona beqalisa ukungena umsebenzi ayisibona abana esingathi bale experience ngesilungu bayangena njalo bazayenelisa yini ngoba kuningi imvumo ivela kuhulumeni.
njalo bele bebibandla elilodwa i-opposition kunzima kakhulu ngoba i-punishment yona leyo bazayithola ukuthi badlile elinye ibandla asoze kube lula kodwa iqiniso elikupheleleni ukuthi kuzamele bame isiningi bazame ukusebenza ngoba njengoba uhulumende engiye khangela konke akusoze kube lula kubo Because if you can have them, the event, the Babamban, the second day, the one about Pumela Patin, over to the end, even the one to the Sumila and the Ivy, and things were cleaned up, and things were directed in, as well as the Buddha.
Yes, that is our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, explaining that she expects the newly sworn in members of Parliament, Senate, and also the Council to work closely with the communities in areas that are of concern in the cities, citing examples in Bulawayo such as water problems and others. Right, before we continue with our guests, let's take a caller. Siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli. Yeah, ngubani ngikhuluma la? Ungaziqamba igama lokuthi ngubani uvela ngaphe ekhaya.
Echolocho esiyangaya.
Ungaphi kathesi sikhuluma kanje? Yebo, ukhuluma ungaphi kathesi? Hayi, ucingo lwethu lungalali usazwakali kakhulu. Uyangizwa mina? No, I think we have a problem with our listener from Cholocho. Ngakho-ke sizaqhubeka-ke ngengxoxo yethu. We'll continue with our interview with our guest, Patricia Tshabalala. She's the deputy chairperson of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yes, and we also noticed that Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association held a series of meetings, the Meet the Candidates meetings, where all the candidates were invited to outline their aims and objectives for the city if they are elected into parliament. Yes, sir. Can you shed more light on what came out of those meetings which you expect to see implemented today? Yabo ke kuyezwakala ngezinye indlela lizaba leminye futhi imhlangano phezu kwaliyana elaba layo kuphambilini kokhetho.
Yes, izaba layo sizizwe ihlangane labo siba engage ikhulumisane ixoxisane ngayona isilandelela khona ukuyaka ababesithembisa khona okuzasenza sivumelane isebenze indawonye masekusehlula sekusehlula bese sinizana-ke ukuthi kasimadoda kaphasha okuhamba njani asifuni ukuxabana labo sifuna ukuthi sisebenze nabo ngesihle sincedisane ukuze kungadilizi i-development sifuna sisebenze nabo ukuze kube zenqubo kaphambili enhle.
Yabo-ke siyasizwe njalo lo hlupho lwengcekeza edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ungathini ngalolu daba? Kuyenzeka yini ukuthi kube nenhlelo ezingaqeda lolu hlupho?
Kubamele nxaenzelile laba amankazana bala amajaha aphume kwenhlelo eziqinileyo ezizancedisa uBulawayo ukuphuma engcekezeni yabo, ngoba kunzima kobulawayo lithengiswa lapha kalapha phakathi kwemigwaqo kuyathengisa akuqanjwa libhanana libeke khonaphana yonke ingcekeza libhida kuyini konke nje lemithomo konke kundawoni kuyameke lapho kuyameke basebenze gadalayo ukuthi idolobho lethu kaphiqinise kaphume kethweni kushana mbe zabo sivumela ukuthi siphumele enhlweni sisapota sibasapote bathi basapote nathi bantwezi ukuthi ukuthi lapha silaba ngakathoni ungaphuma lokhu labo bathe lapha sinenza so ungaphuma lokhu ngoba iy'nhlobo eziningi uma bezazenza kumbeke bazithathe ezinye kwezakhamizi ngoba ngathi sikwazi ezinye indlela esizibonayo ezingabancedisa ukuthi baphumele enhlweni ezinjalo ezizanekusubulawayo ukuthi aphume kuthi inoko ezemkhulu ngazo.
Yebo-ke lapho sizwe unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala esixoxalayo kuhlelo lwethu lapho esicubungula ukuthi kambe amalunga edale lephalamende awesenethi lama-council azaqhuba nhlelo bani ezigabeni zawo njengoba sibona phela ukuthi sebekhethiwe ukuthi bekhokhele. And one of the issues that keep coming up in most urban councils especially is the issue of water shortage, that the young girls especially have to go and fetch water in boreholes, and this exposes them to dangers associated with walking at night. Sometimes they face abuse, and there's also the issue of dirt in the cities, because some vendors, especially in Bulawayo, there are some illegal ones who do not want to vacate those premises despite the council saying they shouldn't be operating there. So she's hoping that the newly sworn-in councillors will clean up the town. And one of the interesting points that's coming up is that the resident associations, some of them held meetings with the candidates prior to elections to hear what they have to say and what they have to offer their communities. And the communities, of course, did ask questions. So it was some interesting engagement today with the communities. And now we understand there will be more meetings with those who have been elected to say how they intend to implement those promises which they made in the city. But of course, there is the local government to deal with, because most of the programs have to be approved from the top by the local government. Yes, okay, so siphenduka kuwe ke Nkosikazi Chabalala. Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngenani labesifazana abakhethiweyo? We noticed that for the first time the councils saw in members of the proportional representation, most of them women. In fact, women were sworn in who were not elected. I can give an example. With Bulawayo, there were 38 councillors, but we know that there are only 29 ones, meaning that the nine were strictly females. Is this a good idea to increase the number of women who participate in politics, who participate in councils?
Baba bekumele banjene kakhulu babe namakhansila kakhulu ukuze bancedise, ngoba yibo futhi abakhangele izinduko zonke zokushela amanzi, iy'nduko zonke zabantwana abadlemukayo besiyadinga amanzi ema-clinics, yibo abahambisa abantwana baze bahambise labomkabo ema-clinics. So besikhangelele into omama nabe banjene kakhulu. Kodwa khonokho okwenzakele ukhathesi kuyabonga, sithi kungani kuthe xaxa bekungamankazana kungane kungeni bekuhlakaniphile. So sikhangelele ukuthi ma kuzahamba kuyaminyaka nedlule emhlanu yalo mama bethu sebefundile ukuthi kumele bangene bayezisebenzela ekhansilini, ngoba kuba munye umuntu ongabancedisa ngaphandle kokuthi bazimele bona bafakane ezikhundleni. Eyinto abasayishoda engakabazimeli muhle ngqondeni ngabe eshathileka yikuthi kabafakani bathi phakani ubabaa phakani ubabakuyona. Yikho futhi okubaayileyo phasheshi ngabalalithwaka ekhaka ekhaa government.
Yes, we see that she's, our guest, Patricia Chabalala, is saying it's a good idea to have the proportional representation because it has boosted the number of women in the councils, and they are the ones who usually face most of the problems which are needed, which need to rectification. So if they are the ones who can rectify those problems, then it is the best that a woman be the councillor. But we also hear other people saying the proportional representation somehow belittles women as if they cannot just be elected on merit, but have to be appointed. We have vumelana lakho lokhu yini Nkosikazi Tshabalala ukuthi hayi abesifazana khonokho ukuthi proportional representation kuyabalulaza ingani bona sibo bantu abangavotelwa ngenxa yekhono labo.
Ngikuthanda ukuthi bafake buthenge kafakwa, ngithanda ukuthi bane banjeni sisebenzekane labo sibancedise bangene omaba okuyabe kumele banjeni laphana ukuze bawazi amandla ukuze basebenze ngokuqinileni ngoba nxa kuthiwa hasi nabe-proportional nabe-proportional kuyababukaza. Mina ngamthanda ukuthi nabe bangena bevoteni ukwazi ukuthi sinomama siyahlela ukuthi madoda azivothe sifuna ukungenisa omama abangaka njalo senekisa ukubangenisa omama labo ngoba akekho befakwa abantu befakwa mina akungenzi angeke ngasiqasha kangako ngoba nje benyabe ngiyinto engenisiweyo ningazi ngenelanga ngamandla ami ngoba okukhulile ukuthi ngene ngamandla akho ukuze uyowagenisa usuphakathi khonapho eyabungene khona.
Yebo ke, and besides proportional representation, we see that as much as most people are talking about women and young girls, we see that there's also a problem facing young men, most of whom are taking to drugs, and we have been engaged in some programs to solve the problem. Yes, what do you think can also be done for the younger generation, not just girls?
Abantwana laba abakhona kumele bangene bayayazi ukuthi abayithanda laphana ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantu bayahamba ezindaweni ezinje bengakwazi abayakwenza esokubasisekemuka esokubenza futhi bazonge ngabake bebangenisile bese bebashona kuqalisa ubuhlelwana akusayibethi ingqubeka phambili sokuya kuba khona phoso kulokhu ezikhulumiswana uhlukuluzwana.
Yes, and we heard most of the councillors who were sworn in today under the proportional representation and some yesterday in Bulawayo saying that they will indeed spearhead programs to uplift the lives of young girls and women. Sibazwile bekuthembisa lokho Nkosikazi Tshabalala. Ubone ngani kuzabalula yini sesibuyela futhi embuzweni lwani. Ngelokho sowakubonayo wena nxa usebenza la majaha lawa athatha izidakamizwa athatha insango lokunye ungathini kuzaba lula yini ukuthi bengene endleleni
ngoba izidakamizwa iyehlula yiyo yabe ihlatshelwa ukuthi nasi indaba isihluka amadoda izafuna abaqinileyo ngoba izafuna ukuthi indaba beyibona babe yibo abazatshaya i-advocate enkulu bekhulumisana behulumeni ukuthi laba abantu abathengisela abantwana izidakamizwa bafake emthethweni baboshwe njalo ungakhangela into enkulu yokuthi izakhamizi yizo ezithengisa izidakamizwa omama kakhulu okuletha uhlupho ezabalethe uhlupho ngoba bazabe kumele bakhulume iqiniso.
Yebo-ke sesiza kubamba umlomo lapha kodwa sithabile kakhulu ukuthi ube ngumhlonitshwa wethu lamuhla. Thank you to our guest Patricia Tshabalala. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to meet again tomorrow at 8:00 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.